You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Wednesday, Soundcheck publicly launched a new core service, the Sexual Harm Prevention and Response Advisor Sharper Service, in response to community feedback which signalled the need for access to free, independent and confidential support when responding to or wanting to prevent sexual harm in our music community. Earlier in the week, Francis caught up with project manager Anna Lovies to hear about the new service.
Can you begin by telling me about Soundcheck as an organisation? How did you start out and what do you do?
Sure. So Soundcheck Aotearoa is an action group that formed in 2020. Though the strains of Soundcheck Aotearoa were, you know, there a few years prior to Me Too really taking off in Aotearoa. And now we are a charitable organisation. We're now a charitable trust, which is quite exciting. So we have a formal board structure now. And then there's me, myself, and our new chakra.
Yes, very exciting, and we'll talk about her shortly. But what does becoming an official charitable trust actually change within your operations and what you're able to do?
So, you know, it means we can now, you know, accept donations, which is quite exciting. We can also apply for, we can just really go hard with applying for grants and funding to make new programs happen. It's very exciting, and I love filling out forms, so it makes the project manager nerd inside of me very happy.
Awesome. I fear you may be one of the only people I've ever met that likes filling out forms, so power to you. That's great.
No, it's not a cool hobby.
Hey, let's talk about this appointment of a SHAPRA, which stands for a Sexual Harm Prevention and Response Advisor. Who have you appointed and what's their role?
So we have brought on Mel Calvers-Burt. Mel is one half of the team that delivers our professional respect training, so some people may be already familiar with Mel. Mel is a sexual harm prevention and response specialist with over 25 years working in the space. Mel actually delivered a similar service for the New Zealand Defence Force. Mel was managing a team of SHAPRA. I'm calling them SHAPRI, but and that's the dream for us. We would like to have, you know, a team eventually so that, you know, we can provide more resource to our community. And Mel is the person that you'll be interacting with on the other side of the phone or email. Mel will be the only person that you'll be interacting with in the SHAPRA program. Mel's just one of my favourite people. Beautiful, gentle human.
Who can access the SHAPRA service and what will they be accessing the service for?
Yeah, so when we were designing the program, we identified four main groups that we felt could, you know, benefit from the service, and it was, you know, really anyone that's experienced harm in any way, bystanders, colleagues, whānau, friends, members of the public who have interacted with the music community. So that could be at, you know, festivals, shows, literally anywhere that we're engaging with the public. Also businesses and workplaces. We you know, through professional respect training, through our email, we often get a lot of requests seeking advice for prevention measures, prevention advice. And so we're opening up this space to help businesses and workplaces who may need that advice, or they might be responding to harm in their workplace. And then, you know, finally, we're also offering this service to anyone who has done harm or is accused of harm. You know, we want to encourage people to reach out for help from a specialist, and really it just kind of contributes to our goal of building a survivor-safe music community in every way, with the survivor at the centre of everything we do. And just in terms of the help, I mean, Mel can offer all kinds of help. It can look so many different ways, and it's sort of tailored to your situation. And, you know, the key kind of consideration we've got is we consider and we consider your needs and always have your consent at every step of the way. Being a survivor of sexual harm myself, I understand, and I don't know, there's just something in my heart that kind of, you know, that needs to be first. So yeah, really we can offer just a safe space to debrief over your situation with a specialist. We might be able to offer referrals to other services where might be appropriate. We could also consult and advise on prevention measures. We can offer advocacy in some cases. Yeah, and just really just give, you know, information, advice, support, guidance, however we can. Sorry, that was a very long answer.
No, absolutely, but it gives a really holistic view of the breadth and depth of service that Mel's able to provide, and obviously she has that well of knowledge and experience to be able to tailor help for those that need it. And obviously the need for someone like Mel in the industry is really present. I know that's something that drove the appointment of her through Soundcheck. Why do you think sexual harm is so prevalent in the music community?
I think, you know, on a globally, if I'm thinking about the music industry, it's just been so normalised into the fabric of you know, the industry that, you know, even just, you know, we have a, you know, anyone that's done our professional respect training, we've got this continuum of behaviour. So green behaviour, yellow, orange, red, which is, you know, criminal behaviour, criminalised behaviour. I think, you know, there's that sort of middle section, yellow and the orange, which is sort of, it's, you know, it's not criminal behaviour, but it's just kind of that murky territory. And I think that's where a lot of the problems happen, because I don't think we have, as a community, a clear understanding of what that behaviour is and how it can play out and how it can affect others. So I think, you know, a lot of it has just been so normalised. And I think additional to that is this, you know, sense of uncomfortableness when talking about sexual harm. And I certainly know in myself as a survivor that it wasn't really until I'd reached out for help that I understood the language and, or, you know, ways to express it or engage with the tricky words, I suppose.
Yes.
Very complex.
Yeah, and that, I guess, having someone to be able to go to help you work through that and name what's happened is a really, really important space. What is your hope that having a SHAPRA available will change in the industry here in Aotearoa?
Well, I think, you know, as an organisation, we just want a survivor-safe community, really. And I know personally as well, that's very important. And just, I guess my hope is that we, through this service, you know, we can look after ourselves better, but we can also look after other people. I think there's that kind of, I don't know, I see Mel as like a glue that can create this. And yeah, I hope it empowers us as a community to have this information and these tools and just this space that you can go. If you have a problem, if you have something that's happened, it's safe, it's confidential, it's private. We have put a lot of thought into, we've created a separate privacy policy for the SHAPRA service. You know, we've spent a lot of time on policy because just the privacy, the nature of our industry, how small it is, there's so many barriers to reaching out for help, you know, and I think, you know, our hope is that we just keep providing a safe place for anyone in our community to go.
Thank you, Anna. And if someone is listening and they would like to access the resource or would like to access it in future, where can they go to do that?
Well, you can go to soundcheckaotearoa.co.nz/SHAPRA. There's a big rundown, including a flowchart, which I'm very excited about, nerdily. It explains the whole process, so it's right there in front of you. You can also email Mel directly at shapra@soundcheckaotearoa.co.nz. We've also got a phone number there if you would rather engage with the service anonymously. You can also text that number. And I also encourage, you know, if you've got any questions, concerns, you're welcome to reach out to me personally at anna@soundcheckaotearoa.co.nz. And if there's anything you think we can be doing better, please also tell us that too.
Thank you, and I'm really excited to see what sort of change this brings, and thank you for your mahi in this space.
That was Soundcheck Project Manager Anna Lovies talking with Francis about the new Sexual Harm and Sexual Harm Prevention and Response Advisor Series. Big ngā mihi nui to everyone who was working on that project. It's really important.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.